And now it's time to hear from the next maker in our Made in Arizona series.
Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
Today, Nicole Royce. She's not our traditional maker. She's not an artist herself, but instead a maker of an arts community. She's the owner of Royce Contemporary, a downtown Scottsdale gallery that showcases local, current Arizona artists, and someone who helps shape artists' messages for them. Before owning her current gallery, she was a big player in the Roosevelt Row art scene, where she curated shows for Monorchid and others. I went down to her gallery to get to know her more and the kind of work she likes to highlight in her gallery.
Currently, we're showing Painting Versus Photography, which is a 10-person group show featuring all Arizona artists. So I'm basically pairing painting versus photography and kind of answering that age-old question, which is better, the favoritism of it, or is it both?
I can see some that are pretty obvious, right? Like a painting that looks like a photo, but there's more abstract versions here as well.
The painting that looks like a photo is actually he takes a photo first and then he creates the painting. And then we have artists that are using, like, doing vintage collages, and they're also incorporating paint. And then a lot of the photography is based on principles of painting. So you're going to see the line and the shape and the overall composition.
And you studied art. You were a practicing artist for some time, right? Give us a sense of you know, why that was the direction you went, and did you always know you would go into the art world?
I didn't, but when I wanted to go to ASU, and I'm the only person in my family to graduate from college, I wanted to pursue something that I had a passion for, which was art, but I didn't necessarily want to be a studio artist. So I went into art history, which I love the writing, the research, and the art background of that. And when I finished school, I pursued my art further, showed in a lot of places, Arizona, California, had a lot of exhibitions, sold some work. But I really wanted to do more. I wanted to reconnect with the art scene, which at that time it was all focused in downtown Phoenix for contemporary art. And there wasn't as much going on in the East Valley where I live. So I was like, I'm going to reconnect with Phoenix and become a part of that community. And that's when I joined Monorchid as a curator and just really got involved in everything downtown.
And I know you're in downtown Scottsdale now, and I want to talk about that as well. But why was it that you went from being an artist yourself to someone who curates? And you're also a writer. You write about the arts. You do public relations regarding the arts. You really become sort of a fixture in the art world here, but not as an artist. Where was that transition?
I really felt there was a need for artists to have some guidance and some help in those areas. I had spent my entire time in college, in addition to doing my art history, I was working full-time and working multiple jobs. And so I self-taught myself business, marketing, social media, websites, all of those things. And I wanted to share those skills with artists because I had a good success with my own art by doing those things. I found that by doing PR and doing social media and doing all those things before it was a part of it, that it really helped propel me and propel my career, and I got in newspapers and I got more shows, and artists just weren't doing that. And so I felt with having the platform of the Monorchid, which was such a beautiful space, and it was a hub of the Roosevelt Row Art District at that time, I really wanted to contribute more than just my art. I wanted to help. I wanted to help them grow. I wanted to build the community up, and I wanted to really showcase Arizona as an art scene.
What was the Roosevelt Row art scene like then? This was 5 years ago or so, a little more. It was thriving.
It was thriving, and it was wonderful, and we had a really strong art walk, and it is coming back. Roosevelt's now shifted to Grand Avenue, which is a wonderful community, and there's so many great spaces and so many artists doing great things. But back then, it was great. We had like 30-plus galleries, and we had the monthly art walk, and we did special events, and we had, you know, our detour that's still going on. All those things still exist. It's just it's shifted now to Grand Avenue.
So what prompted you to make the decision to come to Old Town Scottsdale, to this sort of more traditional gallery scene that's been here for a long time?
Well, working through my writing and my PR for other artists and galleries and museums, I actually made a lot of good connections here in Scottsdale, and I felt there was a really strong community. And what I saw a need for was contemporary art and a place for Arizona artists to show. And I did a lot of research before doing my big leap from Phoenix to here, and I still curate special shows in Phoenix occasionally, but I felt this was a good move. Plus, I also really love the weekly art walk every Thursday.
What's the community been like here? Like, were you welcomed? Were people wondering how you were going to sell local artists in this place that sells, you know, lots of high-end art, lots of Western art, that kind of stuff?
They're supportive and they're really wonderful, but I'm different. I curate monthly shows. I work with a very specific set of artists. I do very different things. I get very large turnouts for my openings and closings, and I just have a completely different direction that I go. But I think it's been really helpful because it's brought a new audience to their galleries as well. We're not in competition. We are supporting each other, and I think I've grown on them, and they've gotten used to my ways of doing things just like I've adapted to them.
Give us a sense of how you've been able to help some of those artists you mentioned that maybe didn't know how to do their own PR, didn't know how to make a website or sell themselves in this kind of social media world that we live in. You hear that a lot with artists, like this is not their forte. They want to focus on making the art, right?
There's a lot of artists that don't want anything to do with that. And if that's the case, then I help them personally and I set up their accounts and I, you know, give them feedback on their websites or help them build a website. I do the press releases for, that's one of the services I do regularly for artists. I will write a press release for whatever show they have coming up. Because that is something typically press is not their forte at all. And even there's some that are okay with it, but usually they need help in that area. And because I've been writing for so many years, I know who to contact. I know the way to approach people, and it's been really successful for the artists. Yeah.
So this might sound super insidery to people who are not in the media world like me. Why does this matter? Like, why does it matter to you that you help these artists who might not otherwise have that kind of exposure get out there?
I think it's really important that people connect with the arts. There's so many other things going on in the media, and they focus not necessarily on a positive thing, and the art is a really positive way to connect people in the community, not just with artists and their work, but it's an overall way to bring everyone together and get people talking. It's a great conversation. And so by helping those artists, it gets their art out there, and then it makes people want to go and see more art and get more involved in the community.
I want to ask about curating. You're not like a traditional maker in our Made in Arizona series. This is a little more abstract than that, but definitely you are a maker of sort of an arts community and maybe a tone to the arts community here and have been involved in that for a long time. How do you decide what's important? How do you decide what's good, which is the role of a curator?
Well, every month I research when something comes to me. I'm inspired by a quote or a certain series an artist is working on or something that's happening in the current media. And I really want to reflect that and reflect what artists are making here in Arizona. And so I've worked with hundreds of artists here in the Valley, and I really pick and choose, and I really spend a lot of time putting the pieces that I do in my shows. And every month it's something different. I really want people to be inspired. I want them to be asking questions. I want them to be surprised. And each month it brings them back, and they get exposure to more and more artists. And all those things come together for me. And I am a visual person. So when I'm installing a show, I might have a vision in my head when I'm originally curating it. But when all the work is together in the space, then I really put the show together to make sure that it's complimentary or it's making that conversation or that it's really sparking something exciting and different.
So that's kind of the last point I want to hit on here is the business side of this, right? Like, how do you kind of bridge that gap between really caring about art that is good and local, and then still trying to find buyers for it? And like in a world in which it's easier and easier to sort of become your own photographer or print out your Instagram pictures and get those framed, you know what I mean?
It's training people. It's with the community over the last almost 3 years, they've come to know what I'm going to showcase, what I'm going to do, and what I offer. And in my gallery, I want art collecting to be approachable. So my price points are anywhere from $100 to $5,000. I don't go above that. I am not that type of gallery. I want people to realize that art is affordable, and it's even better than going to IKEA and buying a print. Not that I don't love IKEA, I do. But you can get quality artwork that is original and unique for you and not break the bank. And also be supporting something local and artists that are working here. And it gets you more connected to where you're living.
Nicole Royce, thanks so much.
Thank you.